Uganda's Fisheries Ministry issued 8 guidelines to improve fishing practices. These include a ban on use of boats below 28 feet, use of proper gear for the nile patch, proper trading of fish maw, and supervised fish smoking. Adoa Helen is the State Minister of Fisheries.
Fish inspectors must deploy at all border points to check on entry of illegal gears and exit of immature fish. And anyone got dealing with illegal gears will equally be arrested and tried. Failure to follow the 8 guidelines we have given, ministry will have no choice, and we shall not have any option but to close the major 3 lakes by December 2021.
The 3 lakes are Lake Victoria, Lake Edward, and Choga. Adoa says poor fishing practices have left fishing processing factories operating at a dismal 10% capacity, from 30,400 tons in 2020 to only 8,000 tons under threatening closure. There are 13 fish processing plants around Lake Victoria. The fishery subsector is one of the top foreign exchange earners for Uganda, raking in at least $175 million in 2019, according to the Ministry of Agriculture. The sector also accounts for 3% of the national GDP and is a source of livelihood for over 5 million Ugandans. She says one of the dangers facing the industry is the increased gutting of nile patch to remove the lucrative fish maw while leaving the fish behind. She says this contributes to water pollution. Giftom Washega, a fisherman from Gaba on Lake Victoria, denies the minister's version.
By her saying that, she will sink and close in the lake. Without coming there to understand, it's just going to cause a lot of suffering. See that kind of thing. More has got money. What about the flesh? You have people who can feed on the flesh. If you are those who are just looking for the carcass where the meat has been taken away, and they're smoking them there.
The 40-year-old father of 3 says he depends on fishing to support his family. He earns some 35,000 Uganda shillings, or about $10 a day, which helps him to buy food and pay school fees and rent. He blames the government for not doing enough to control the entry of poor fishing material, which highly contributes to catching immature fish.
Certain type of nets, which this country is not making, are here in the lake. Like we have this woolen gauze net, which they talk about, is in the lake. Is here. It has lasted since those other ministers were there. They're here. In fact, this is what have weakened the fishing ministry.
He also accuses the Fisheries Protection Unit officers of taking bribes. Washega says the government should sensitize fishermen on better fishing practices. Speaking in local dialect, Luganda, Emmanuel Kibirige, another fisherman from Gaba, agrees.
Government Jimmyaro, Gaba Kuoti Bogwaron.
Instead of the government just arresting us fishermen, it should rather come and provide us with better fishing equipment, such as better fishing nets on credit basis, which we can repay on a yearly basis. This can help better our lives, and we can stop bad fishing practices.
Minister Adoa admits some of the officers in the Fisheries Protection Department are involved in corruption and warns they'll be apprehended. She also says the government is working on a law to streamline the fisheries industry. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinjiri, Kampala, Uganda.